listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Off the air, I was listening to Katie talk about how she went on a 4-mile walk this weekend.
Yeah.
And it ended up being that long because you were afraid of a lady on the trail.
You didn't make me tell the story.
Yeah, I do want you to tell the story.
Yeah, well, I was walking, and etiquette for being on a hiking trail is if you're going to pass somebody, you let them know so you don't sneak up and just freak them out coming up on their left, you know? So I was going to pass this lady. She was an older lady.
Were you walking or running?
I was walking.
Is that etiquette to
here,
walk?
Just let her continue.
Yes, okay. No, as you're walking, I didn't want to scare her. And so okay. I came up on her, and as I'm coming up on her left, I said, "Excuse me, on your left." And she looked at me and she's like, "Well, all right then." And I was like, "Okay." And I just like kept walking. Then I kept walking even faster. And my whole intention of this hike was to go in 2 miles and come back out 2 miles. But what I didn't realize is as I hit that 2 mile mark, it was just when I passed this lady.
All
so
right.
I couldn't turn around and face her then at that point.
Yes,
I was,
you could.
No,
you
I couldn't.
Have to because you have did to make the joke then. One of us is going the wrong way. There you go.
She yelled at me. So I
you
could
shove her
not
down.
See her again. Like,
did you really go, "On your left"?
Yeah, I know. It was nice. I said, "Excuse me, I'm okay. on your left." Like,
listen,
that is exactly how I said it.
Like Josh said, you were walking. That's
but
for like
I passed her.
People
like
on
biking.
Bicycles or
no.
your rollerblades.
Okay,
yes. If you're on your skateboard or your scooter.
Who of us here hikes every weekend? Me. And I'm telling you right now, if
not
you want to be nice to people, you let them know when you're coming up on them.
I think
them.
You just go, "Nice day for it," and just keep walking.
No.
Let me sneak by you here.
How many hikes have you guys been on this year?
Thousands.
Okay.
This year?
Yeah.
Easily 2001.
This is like, exactly.
Least.
I went
no,
out.
No, but I walk the park. I've got a lake by my house and stuff, and we walk
yeah.
that. And you just walk past them.
Okay.
You go, "On the left."
Yeah. And you're probably scaring them every time, especially the old people who can't see out of their peripheral. That's what I was doing. I was just trying to be nice. I was just
was
coming
she by
up
herself
on
as
her.
Well?
She was insulted
she was by
you.
Herself. She was very insulted by me. And so then what I was saying is then I was committed to just keep moving forward. And I just, this is the first time I'd taken this hike. I was like, I hope it like loops back around to my house. Otherwise, we're just going to keep walking.
Ends up in like
and that's why I told you I've ended up in Highlands Ranch.
Just because of a
I
little old lady
walking.
That scared you?
She scared me a little and I didn't want to face her again. Baby. So I kept walking.
You
could have
picked
why
up a stick to carry again. Back with you. In case she started attacking you, you can whap her.
My walk ended up being 4.27 miles, but
so
I
did it loop around?
It looped around, and I love this walk
oh, thank
now.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
I'm going to take this walk every week now.
No, you better not, because
no,
she might be out
to,
there again.
And
she's
I am
looking
still
for you.
Going to make sure I let people know. I announce when I'm coming up on their
excuse
left. Because I hate when people don't do
excuse
it to me.
Me.
I hate it. I'm like,
you
I
need an
see
air horn,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you like, not hear people? It's like a dirt path.
No,
do you not
I
hear them crunching?
I have my AirPod on this one. And so it's
the other
like,
thing
I
you
don't
can do if you see, you just start stomping a little harder and make,
Maybe I should. Just start making
like
noises.
Fake a sneeze or something.
Because I actually passed two people yesterday, and both of them were just surprised that I said anything to them. But I was trying to be nice. I don't like when
it's
people
cause they
pass
know the rules.
Me and don't tell me. No. The
they're
rules
like, that was
are,
unnecessary.
So.
She's just walking.
She's
I'd like
walking.
People
I've never
to text
heard that
in and
walking.
Say what the rules
no.
are who actually
need to,
walk.
We don't need to do that.
Because you guys just want to be right.
No,
you're
I just,
not right.
I don't think you do
I just
that.
Have never done
I've
that
never
when
heard
I'm
that.
Walking.
I've truly, in all my walks,
on my bike.
On your left.
In your three walks you've taken in your life?
I walk and run every day.
Okay, I know.
Katie
when you
Cat.
Run, so when you run, you don't tell
no,
people?
No, I don't even make eye contact with
when
them.
When you're running, you
I
don't
literally
tell people
look
you're
down.
Running up on
no,
them?
No,
oh
I don't either.
Oh my gosh. Because
I have my AirPods in, they have theirs, and I just go. And
you
yeah.
zip past them.
It's very quick to say, on your left. On your left.
I actually that's shoved all. One of them down the other day. That's what
I don't
did.
Like that because there's this thing that happens, too. If you're walking and somebody's running up behind you, and they're like, on your left. You kind of like all of a sudden get startled and you're like, oh my God, which way's left?
What's my left? What's
which
my
way's
right?
left? No. I don't know which way is left or right. And then you step left when they're
not
coming and then it's a disaster.
And I think the ladies no. just want it. They're like, this girl's just proven that she's walking faster than us and I don't like
it's
that.
It's very insulting
she's
for you
an
to pass.
Old lady.
You should have stayed behind her for respect.
You should have
no.
the whole way.
Honestly,
there's
you should
no
have
way.
Been like, piggyback ride on your left. And then she hopped on.
I'm
and
not
you go, here
piggy.
We go, Grandma.
No.
Let me get you up the hill.
Oh, gosh. You guys are...
I don't think you talk for a walk. I don't think you do.
Never. I think you do. I think you
all
have
right,
to.
Well, whatever.
On your left.
On your left. Nope. All right. Settled that.
Settled that.
All right, you guys want to do
you
PMI?
Guys.
Let's do
you
it.
Guys.
Let's
we're kind of ganging up on you today.
A little bit.
I know, I'm
I
sorry.
Feel like
I'm
you're
not
get...
funny and I'm doing things wrong. Like,
you are funny.
Like
can
this.
You pull that audio for me?
Yes. Yes.
What? I'm not funny and I'm doing things wrong?
Perfect.
Yep.
Dang it.
There we go.
703. Pull that audio for me.
Oh, gosh.
All right, let's do some PMI. We've got a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting that we found. I got to pee today.
Hey!
I got to pee. And it's a big old pee for Vanna White. The letter spinner.
Yes, I know Vanna.
Wheel of Fortune. Everybody familiar with Vanna?
Yes.
So there's a story out this morning about how she was doing an interview with another radio station, and she was talking about how many days a year she works. She actually works. You guys want to guess?
Yeah.
It's got to be like 7.
52.
34 days a year Vanna White works.
Oh, my God.
I hate her.
Do they just do like 5 episodes a
day? They record multiple episodes a day, knock out like a season or two, it sounds like. And then she's got 331 days off a year.
So then why the heck did Pat Sajak ever retire?
I know,
right?
It's the best gig
ever. I gotta put that month in.
And he was making like $15 million a season.
Yeah, he was making pain.
She recently was talking about how she was making $3 million a year to reveal the letters. But then she went back in and renegotiated, and she wanted half of what Sajak was getting. To touch the screen for 31 days a year. Is that what I said?
She's
34
been doing
days
that
a year.
Forever.
Oh, she's
Give
so
Vanna
she's
her flowers. Come
she
on.
She worked 12 years to work a year of work.
Yeah.
I hate her.
Wow. I love her. Vanna.
It's a big positive for Vanna. Now she's like, it does become very difficult during those 34 days because I have to do multiple dress changes.
Oh.
She always auctions those off, right?
They're recording multiple episodes. I don't know, maybe. They said there's been 8,000 shows or whatever, and she's only reworn a dress like one time.
Oh, wow. She almost never does, and she auctions them off, I think.
8,000 different dresses. Yeah, she might. That'd be great. I mean, if you're using it once,
no, it's for a charity. Yeah, I think she auctions it off for a charity, yeah.
Well, there's your positive, Vanna White.
That's the most minus positive ever.
No.
I know, I was trying to spin it somehow, but...
Like
you guys had the minus
and
the interesting.
I know. Well, and I
girls
definitely...
getting paid.
No, like good for her. I mean, all of us would take that job in a heartbeat. So
yes.
Good for her.
Hell
but
yes.
Wow, all right. I'm mad.
Who's got the minus?
I have the minus.
Give it to me,
and
baby.
And this one, it kind of hits me in the feels a little bit because the butterfly population is declining.
Oh, thank God.
Why thank God, Josh?
That is the one animal I'm truly scared of because
the prettiest animal
on
the planet.
That's embarrassing for you.
I know. No, listen. Hear me out. First of all,
no.
Their flight patterns are so erratic. You don't know where the heck they're going, unlike birds. So they always land on you. I went to the butterfly pavilion when I was like 5 or 6. I can't remember. They would land on me, and they stuck to me, and I could not get them off. They'd land on my face, and their feet are sticky. So it scarred me as a child. I couldn't get the I held Rosie the tarantula and was less scared of that.
Yeah.
The stupid butterflies. This is a positive for me. I can't stand
them. Why are they dying off?
Okay. Well, they say pesticide use, habitat loss, climate change.
Oh.
It's all led to the decline. But the total butterfly population dropped 22% from 2000 to 2020. And that is a really bad look, says the scientist. We rely on butterflies for a lot of things.
For what?
Are they pollinators?
Pollination.
Kind of
one.
A biggie, Josh.
Insects.
We have bees.
Bees are dying.
That
too,
are bad for the environment. They take care of them. So butterflies are very, very needed for our society. And the fact that they're dying
And they
off,
keep little wussy baby boys away.
Exactly. They keep Josh in check over here. But
Terrifying.
The fact that they're declining so quickly, that's where the scientists are finally stepping
horrible.
In and being like, wait a minute, this is a problem. We need to fix it. When I was a kid, I thought the monarch butterfly, which is beautiful, my teacher told me it was almost extinct. And I thought that meant venomous. So I was kind of in the same boat as Josh for a very long time. Like from when I was about 6 until I was 11, I used to run and scream from monarch
I'm
butterflies.
I'm getting a lot of texts right now to
say
they are also scared. So
they're up there with moths.
Know.
I mean, with the
both of them.
I think they're beautiful.
Ears.
But
of course they're beautiful.
I did run and scream from them until my mom finally
Thank
told
you,
me.
She,
well,
that's
but she's
sad
like,
for
why
both
are
of
you running from butterflies? I'm like, because they're extinct. They're going to hurt me.
That's
embarrassing. And they finally had to be told that extinct does not mean poisonous.
I'm embarrassed to be
and
around
so,
either
one
of
But now I'm not
you.
Afraid of butterflies.
Katie, there was an episode of SpongeBob
moment.
2, which is my childhood.
Oh, here we go. Here's
yeah,
your
we're
this is your
town.
Point.
The entire town moved because of a monarch butterfly.
Yeah,
so
the monarch
ingrained
butterfly.
Ingrained in my brain.
Who's the biggest wuss under the sea?
Oh.
Joshua Squarefish!
Josh's!
Oh! Stop. It's ingrained
absorbents
in my mind that they're
yellow
bad.
And porous, is he?
All right. Anyway, goodness. They're scary.
That's what he sounds like when he sees when he runs away.
If butterfly nonsense be something you wish,
oh my
we'll
God.
Just keep just going.
Stop. They're
Josh
scary.
Josh is a big wuss.
Well, you got the interesting there, Butterfly
hey,
Boy?
It's your turn now.
This one runs deep, too. My goodness. So a couple days ago, there was a large story that came out that was talking about how some Denver strip clubs are not paying their employees.
Now I know why you picked this one.
And, it's a big deal because today more news came out that now those strip clubs, it's the Diamond Cabaret, which is a steakhouse. Didn't know that. The Diamond Cabaret Steakhouse. That's the full name. The Diamond Cabaret Steakhouse. And also, Rick's Cabaret have not been fairly paying their employees, which is a interesting take in and of itself because employees, technically all these exotic dancers and things like that are freelance employees, so they're not actually employed.
I'm a freelance dancer.
They can hop around to different clubs. Okay, well, I know there's so many. I'm trying to dance around this.
You like that?
That's good. Oh my gosh.
Everybody. Ow!
That's very good. I will say that
sing it.
They essentially owe the dancers. $14 million.
You don't know what to say about
I don't. I don't know how to call these.
They're
I don't,
dancers.
I don't. Yes.
They're dancers.
The dancers.
They strippers are strippers.
They owe them $14 million, essentially.
Oh, my gosh.
And that they're not paying these women and maybe men. I don't know. I don't partake in these. Unfair wages. They're not paying them correctly. They need to pay them about $14 million in fees. Well, now, yesterday, the two strip clubs are fighting back. So they're suing the city of Denver now, saying that they conducted shocking and unconstitutional overreach of their investigation. They are not allowed to look into our finances because these women are not actually employed by the strip clubs. So they're saying, we pay them fairly.
Oh.
They're doing their thing. You are totally
all
overreaching
these dudes
in
the city, though, are like, we got to take a look at this.
They're doing thorough investigation.
This is
going to
be a months-long investigation is what this is going to be.
Year-long investigation.
We're going to spend a lot of time at this club.
We're
going to
have to dig deep into this.
Let's just say.
Sweet cherry pie.
Let's just say they're doing their due diligence.
Are they doing their due diligence?
They're doing their due diligence. But if they, this is the thing. This is why the two strip clubs are suing back, is because if they do not pay this $14 million back by mid-March, so a week from now.
It's coming up.
They owe 150% more than the $14 million. So we're talking like $35
million. So all these girls are like, let's put this off a little bit longer.
Absolutely. So this is a big deal because they are saying that they're being treated unfairly and basically not paid enough for working their little booty off. And that's not what...
And you can literally see them working their booty off.
You can literally see
them.
You
can literally see it.
Yeah. No, it's...
Wait, if they deserve the money, that's their job. Give them the ding-dang money.
Absolutely.
If you're doing your job...
That's their job. Give them the money.
And there's a lot of things that go into this. They're saying the people that kind of are the owners slash... they said GM. So the general managers of these strip clubs... they're taking tips, and they're not supposed to.
Oh.
So they could be taking the girls' tips.
I was wondering if tips had something to do with
that's
it.
That's the big thing.
As a waitress, you don't know
tips.
How much money you make. Well, because
tips.
You only
tips.
Claim a certain amount. You know what I mean? Like, rarely does anyone claim 100% of the tips they make. So I was wondering if that was what this...
They just go past the little stage and grab the money instead of what the women do. And that's essentially what they're taking. Like, that's actually it. So...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're taking their tips. T-I-P-S.
Stop saying tips.
I know, I'm sorry.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
It is, and it's happening in Denver right now, and this is honestly a huge story because it's multi-million dollars being sued for.
It's a lot of cash,
right now,
so.
I know. And really, if you're up there bearing it all, they need all that money. I mean, it's like,
that's
your job, then give them
it
the
is.
Money.
Yeah, so good for them, and I hope, I don't know, I hope it
I
works
think we
out.
We probably should get involved, Josh,
we
and
probably
investigate
you guys
this as
go
well.
Down there
do you want to be a third-party investigator? I think we need to be.
I think for the show, we probably should.
We need all three of us, boots on the ground?
No, just me and Josh.
Oh. Nope,
just, no, sorry, Katie.
I can't come now? Jeez, this is...
Cherry pie! Yeah.
cherry pie.
Something's going on here. I'm recognizing it.
Uh-huh.
Something's up here.
We should probably go a couple nights a week.
Probably.
To make sure.
Check things out.
I think so.
Jokes, Katie, jokes.
I didn't want to go anyway.
Good.